Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? You all right?
Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. Stall It. The bonus episode is where we answer your questions. And well, it's a Go Loud original as well. No separation there. And Owen is here to give us some questions.
Yep. John says, another one on death.
Cool. Always here for it.
Morbid. Morbid listeners.
A recent theme in the questions. What would you prefer when you die? One, you go to heaven, but you have to wait for all your family and friends to die to see them again. But you'd already see any already dead family and friends there.
That's pretty much what heaven is painted out to be, I mean.
Well, I don't think you get to... Well, anyway, option two is you turn into a ghost and you get to see all your friends and family all the time. And when they die, they'll be ghosts on Earth too. Anyone who's already dead is also a ghost already. So it's a big ghost party. And they can't... The people who are alive can't see you, but sometimes they can feel your presence.
Okay.
As fun as a ghost party sounds.
That sounds like... That sounds... It makes being a ghost a very carefree existence. I understand often the reason ghosts are so cranky is because they're trapped between this world and the next. Is that not...
Would there be bad ghosts?
Bad ghosts?
Rob you. Rob you a ghost phone.
I've never heard a ghost rob him. I've heard of ghosts kill him.
No, but like you as a ghost and another ghost is like a bad ghost that like attacks other ghosts.
Oh, ghost on ghost crime.
Yeah, like is there a whole different world here happening before us?
Let's explore that.
Ghost on ghost crime.
What would you rob from another ghost?
Presume there's like ghost smokes and stuff. Ghost chicken fillet rolls and ghost Lucas.
just fall through, yeah.
Ah, there'd be some way of getting around it with being all ghosty, you know.
It's like Casper when they eat that dinner and the food just falls on the deck.
That's fucking sad, that film.
Casper?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're dead.
I know.
It's the reality of it.
When he turns into the boy.
He turns into Casper and meets a woman.
Physical form.
Isn't it weird that she meets you, man? The ghost. Doesn't even look like him. Like, Casper is a big dome head.
I know. And all his uncles and all.
Yeah. Little pricks.
Fucking fatso and all.
Remember your one's outfit does, and then he comes in, big glasses head on him.
Yeah.
Whoa! That's Alec Baldwin's brother.
Yeah, he was in a couple of things.
Beetlejuice, if I'm not mistaken.
Think he might have been.
He's all into film.
Mm. The Baldwin. Some Netflix show as well where he's a copper.
He's a copper?
Yeah, he's a copper.
Guard it, is he?
That
Baldwin brothers are rat. They're all into film, the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah.
I think one of them is particularly shit though.
Mm.
And he's just like not in anything. Can't catch a break.
Billy Baldwin?
Maybe.
Billy Baldwin. Billy Baldwin. Nice to meet you.
He's the type of actor that would play... He's the type of actor that would be in a recreation on Crime Call.
Are we going way off subject?
Yeah, I'm going to give you another question.
Okay,
let's rein it back in. Do you want to be a ghost or do you want to go to heaven?
Oh, yeah. I want to go to heaven. If you're a ghost on Earth, you've seen it already. And then you're stuck there forever.
I feel like heaven is just clouds and you're just walking around clouds and there's just like pearly gates and shit.
That'd be nice though. It looks warm. Go around a little, what would you call it? Like a toga.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to wear a toga.
I think I'd just be a ghost.
And deal with all those inter-ghost politics you're worried about.
Yeah.
Mm. Do ghosts sleep?
Plug things out now.
Do ghosts sleep? During the day, they're nocturnal. Ghosts only come out at night time.
See, I've never seen that addressed anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if ghosts do sleep during the day. You will presume. But
do ghosts have a brain?
Ooh.
Or no bones anyway?
If you're a ghost, can you like
just
change
your
opinion and evolve your ghost personality, or are you stuck with the personality traits and beliefs that you have on the day you die?
Ghosts aren't anything, but they're also everything. Ghosts are only as you perceive them, which is what the universe is. So ghosts are as real as this table.
None of that means anything.
Someone will make sense of that. Someone
I think ghosts are just Casper and the boys.
any more answers about ghosts. Okay.
Next Ghostbusters question. Ghosts. Go ahead.
Next question.
Slimer.
In the similar ballpark here from Beth, how do vampires always have perfect hair when they can't use a mirror?
Loads of hairspray.
Someone does have them.
Loads of hairspray.
I think it's possible to do your hair all right without a mirror.
Everything about a vampire is perfect because it just happens to them naturally. They're just like...
molded into a perfect vampire.
Yeah.
Perfect being.
Vampires aren't real, Beth, you stupid fucking idiot.
that's a lot.
I'm only messing, they are real.
You don't know that, they could be real.
I don't think I'll... like, what about Brad Pitt? Brad Pitt doesn't have perfect hair in an interview with a vampire. It's kind of rugged. Not all vampires have perfect hair.
Kind of the classic vampire.
The vampires in I Am Legend. Very different type of vampire.
Count Dracula.
Exactly, yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah, but he's well grown looking vampire.
But his hair just goes backwards. It's easy to slick your hair backwards because it's one direction.
Just the comb.
It's not groomed.
And some Dax wax.
Yeah.
Remember that? Jeez.
Because blood has lots of keratin in it, and keratin is good for the hair. So it just gives you a strong, thick, lush hair, and you can just comb it back. No product needed. It's just, you're just gorgeous. If you're a vampire, just, ooh. Hey, what about your man from Twilight? He didn't have perfect hair either.
Didn't see that one.
Robert Pattinson.
He didn't have any perfect hair. What other vampires? Like, this is a misconception here now that vampires have perfect hair.
Dracula has perfect hair, I think. And the vampires that are in, like,
the
From
Count
Dusk
from
Till
Sesame.
Dawn. Are all rugged the fuck.
The Count from Sesame Street has perfect hair.
Who?
The Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah, but that's based off like Dracula's image.
Yeah, but they're not the same.
Dusk Till Dawn
had messy ones. It's a misconception. I think the majority of vampires that we see in the media actually do not have tidy hair.
Count Dracula wasn't particularly well groomed.
Who is Count Dracula?
Who's
Looney? Is it Looney Tunes?
Who's Count Dracula?
Is it a Looney Tunes character?
I don't remember Count Dracula.
Right, well, Count Dracula, anyway, as you can see, his hair is all kind of askew.
It's a bit ragtag.
Yeah.
One! Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, do you want one more question?
Go on, give us one more.
This is from Paulie. He says he's a huge fan of the podcast. Can't wait for the live show. He saw a good question on Reddit that he wanted your take on.
Oh.
What insect would be the best pet if it was the size of a dog?
Oh my God, none of them. Oh,
that's horrible to think of. That's awful to think of.
Oh,
we'll start thinking.
Oh, they're all disgusting. I was thinking a ladybird, but that'd be
fucking thinking that as well.
Horrible.
I was thinking of a ladybug as well, just because they're kind of nice.
I just wouldn't like to see the texture of that up close and big of any of them.
Mouth and, oh, Jesus Christ. Which insect, the size of a dog.
Imagine a praying mantis.
I was thinking that as well, but they're already fucking big.
He'd kill you.
Nothing with wings. You couldn't have a dog flying around the gaff.
No.
You just couldn't, buzzing and fucking going into the window. You know the way flies go into the window?
Yeah.
Imagine a fly's the size of a dog.
I know.
Go through it.
It'll be in the matter, private.
But then you could hop on that back probably and take a spin. And what dog? What's, does dogs come in different sizes?
Oh, I've Googled cute insects.
Okay.
And ladybug is top of the list.
Of course it is, but you don't want that.
Yeah.
Jewel beetles, they're fucking horrifying.
Nasty.
What about, and hear me out here.
Okay.
Can I just say, when I Google that, it just says insects - cuteness.
What about a bumblebee?
Oh, no man.
Bear with me, right? This, granted, if this is the dog size bee with a dog size stinger, this can kill you, right? But fluffy, not grotesque in the way up close a ladybird would be.
I think it's still...
No big jaws, I don't think, anyway. No big mandibles there that could freak you out. Not drooling all over the gaff. It basically would be like a very dangerous dog. But once you're the owner, you're okay. It's very selfish now because obviously the bee could kill.
I don't like bees or wasps, so...
If that dog-sized bee tried to sting you, it would go through you like a
sword.
Like a sword, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get a dog-sized... Any other insect that tries to bite you, you're fucked.
Do you ever see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Yeah. And they make friends with the ant I want to be friends with that ant, so I'm going to go with the ant.
I'm thinking of Ant-Man as well, when they have big ants and they're all like sound.
A dog-sized ant would cut you in half just looking at you.
Yeah.
They are so powerful.
They are, yeah, that's true as well.
Again, though, you know, by my own logic.
What about a butterfly? Oh, no, they're fucking horrifying.
At least it'd be dead in a day. You wouldn't have to live it long.
That is a good show.
Butterfly, yeah.
But I'd say they just keep coming back.
I'd be flying out. A rectigraph, man. You're
going. Oh, no. The noise of its wings and all, because it's so big. Like a fucking plane. Fuck that. None of them. I'm not answering that question. Go away.
What insect is that? There's fucking got to be a simple. That
what, like a millipede?
Jesus Christ.
Imagine a wasp.
I feel like a snail would be cool.
Oh.
Like Gary from SpongeBob.
Think of the mess.
The mess, but you know what? Snail slime is very good for you. You could bottle it and sell it. They do it anyway.
Really?
The snail farms that they have them go over metal grates, and the slime goes through the grates. Loads of snails on metal grates. The slime goes through the grates. Bottle that slime, and it's really good for your skin. Mm-hmm. It's in a lot of Korean skincare, and Koreans have really good.
Did you ever hear that story of the fella that like swallowed a slug for a bet and died?
No, because it didn't die or something in his stomach.
Like it was like causing infection. Like the slug was, yeah, obviously, but he died. Like he ended up paralyzed and everything.
Awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had snails in France.
Ate them.
Yeah.
Salty.
Horrible. Kind of very lemony. They put a lot of lemon on it, like to
give kill
it
the shit flavor.
Yeah,
because you're not supposed to eat them.
Although I do like winkles.
But is a winkle class as an insect? I'd love a big one of them. It'd be lovely.
I think it's a mollusk. If it's in the sea, it's like a different thing.
It's a mollusk. Yeah. Well, slugs and snails are mollusks too.
Are they? Oh, so it's
for insects. We're
fucking things with wings.
Yeah.
Or no.
Antlers.
What about just a house fly? No, they'd be rotten,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus.
They'd be puking all over you, bleeding.
Those eyes.
And then when they're fucking wiping their face with, no, doing
that's
that.
That's cute. No, dogs do that. When they get an itchy head, they go like that. Jesus. What about, okay, hear me out now. This is if I could take the fangs off it, a tarantula.
Ah, get off.
And they could sit on it.
Get off me.
Stick a saddle on it and then you can walk around town with a bleeding tarantula.
It's like one of them.
You're not putting a saddle on Frank. It's still only the size of a dog.
Like a Doberman size one, though. Like the body of a Doberman with relative legs.
That's an important thing. What breed of dog is it the size of?
That's been left up to our interpretation, I guess.
I'm going to go a Great Dane.
That's fucking
tarantula.
You could put a saddle on a snail, too.
Very slow, though. Bumblebee. Bumblebee-sized Great Dane. A Great Dane-sized bumblebee. Saddle on that, you'd be flying at the Marconi house.
True.
Would need to get a taxi.
But then not a bumblebee. Go back to butterfly then. But then you only have him for the day. Little butterfly floating all over town.
Mm.
Saddle on the back.
He's nice, isn't he? Looks like a fruit salad bar.
That's a moth.
But it's like
that's a mad look.
Really colourful. It's pink and yellow. And he's colourful. It looks like a fruit salad bar.
I'm kind of warming to the idea of a millipede. Because I'm not actually freaked out too much by a millipede. Not one of the 40 ones.
That's kind of a cute spider, isn't it?
Oh no, that is horrifying. That's an interesting question. I wish I knew more insects to kind of give a more detailed answer.
Caterpillar?
That's what I was thinking. Not a millipede, but a caterpillar.
Mm. It just becomes a butterfly then, so you're fucked.
Do you know what these are like? These are basically Pokemon. What we're describing.
Yeah, literally. I feel like Pokemon was based off just their take on giant insects.
Yeah. Because, but they're free. That's the Pokemon. But they're free evolves from the caterpillar. What's the caterpillar called? Cocoon.
Yeah.
And before cocoon, it's like millipod. Millipod. This is the geekiest shit.
Well, I pick Pikachu then as the insect.
That's not an insect.
Not an insect.
A little teddy is.
No,
it?
You can't.
Little bear.
Has to be grass.
Ah, fucking. I'll go with a fucking caterpillar then. He's your little baby. Yeah, come here, give you a rub. I'll give you a rub, come on.
A blue bottle, not a bumblebee, a blue bottle.
Blue bottle is a fly.
Yeah, but it's a big fat one.
Yeah, and disgusting fly.
And but you can kill them easy.
They're already noisy and they're tiny. They're already noisy. Imagine how noisy they'd be if they're like the size of a Great Dane.
You hop on them though. Go for a spin.
And if he's that big, he's going to attack you.
Yeah.
Can't. He wouldn't. He'd be a little, like a friendly Great Dane. Like, oh, 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 oh. Big dopey dog.
He meant he'd be in the bins. He'd spread disease everywhere. He'd be in the bins and then he'd be crawling all over the food and the counter. He'd be disgusting.
He wouldn't be able to see the telly or anything because he'd be just on the telly covering the whole thing.
On the telly, yeah.
He'd knock your telly down.
He'd knock everything down. The gaffer'd be in bits.
It'd be fucked, like.
It'd be wrecked, man.
You'd need to fucking keep him out the back. Ah, go, will you stop, man?
You'd be wrecking other people's gaffs then. Yeah, you keep that fucking bumblebee over your side.
It's not a bee, he's a fly. Mm. Blue bottle is not a bee.
What else? What other fucking insects did I fuck around with when I was a kid? Maggots. A little maggot.
No, thank you.
They're just.
That's just.
A moth would be horrifying.
Moth, he'd be loafing all the light bulbs.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a light bulb left in the
car. Or the telly again.
You'd be replacing the light bulbs every day.
Right. Thank you so much for listening to the bonus episode of the Staller podcast. These are sweethearts. These are darlings. These are dolls.
Stop.
I'll think of some other compliments next time.
Just finish it.
If you have any questions, send them to starlet@goloudnow.com. And get tickets for the live show if there's still some available. And we'll see you April 6th. That you can get them on ticketmaster.ie. Can't believe the amount of people that are asking me where you can get the tickets. I'm like, man.
Just type in Starlet.
Just go on adverts. There's a fella, Ticketmaster69, selling them. Bye.